94.7 The Wave. Good morning. I'm Pat Prescott. Got a special guest in the studio. If you are a fan of the haves and the have-nots, you certainly know about Angela Robinson, who plays Veronica Harrington on this super popular primetime soap opera on the Oprah Winfrey Network that was created by Tyler Perry. And let me just say to you, Miss Angela,
yes, ma'am.
My mom is a huge, huge fan. She was so excited when I told her that you were coming by today.
That's awesome.
She's the one who really turned me on to this show. And let me just say, the success of it has been just outstanding. Were you guys surprised at all by how popular this show became so quickly?
Definitely. But then you think it's Tyler and Oprah. We were definitely surprised at how much the fans love the show. But what would we expect
with
those two?
But it's an outstanding cast. And it has everything that you want in a primetime drama.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of drama.
Lots of
mucho,
drama.
Mucho drama.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, the last time we saw you, I thought it was over.
Me too.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm always, you know, walking around going, oh goodness, what bottom of the ditch am I going to be in? But I'm always grateful when I survive, you know, and Tyler is so poker face. He'll spend the day like, I don't know how this going to work out.
And I guess that is a very important part of doing a show like this, for you guys not to know everything
exactly. That's
going to happen. So you are very often as surprised as, when you get to work, you're as surprised as we are when we turn on the show and see it. Right?
Yeah, when we're reading the scripts, sometimes we stay up all night because we're like wanting to read the next one to see what happens. So I feel if I'm, you know, doing that, then that's what the fans are doing, waiting for the next week. You
exactly.
know? So, yeah, we are surprised. And he takes us for a ride every time.
We're talking to Angela Robinson this morning. You see her on the Oprah Winfrey Network on the haves and the have-nots. How far ahead do they let you guys get in the plot? I mean, because I'm sure they don't tell you everything.
No, but sometimes it depends. Mm-hmm. There are times that we can get to...
I mean, do you get like a broad overview of what's going to happen this season? Or are you just like one or two episodes at a time that you know about?
Well, we film very fast at Tyler Perry Studios. So we have to get them before we start because we're done a month later. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we'll get half of them before we start, and then the cliffhanger is where he'll leave off, and then they'll start giving us one at a time, one script every other day or so, and we're on pins and needles like everybody else.
It seems like the cast is really close, like
yes.
like a big family, but you've got, you know, you've got rivalries and people who are supposed to hate each other on the show. How hard is it to pretend to hate somebody who's really like your good friend?
Very easy.
You're an actor.
Exactly. One, it's acting. And then two, really, the more you fall in love with one another and the more you trust each other, the further you can go in those scenes.
Yeah.
Because that trust is there. You know that person is going to be right there with you. So I think the closer we get, the more, the crazier that the storyline gets. Because we are just as tight as we can be. We hug after all those scenes. So we laugh after those scenes. Or before them, we'll call each other and say, girl, you better be ready to fight. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, you've had some great experience on the stage in theater and in musical theater as
yes.
well, which is kind of awesome. But I would imagine that nothing compares to being on television in terms of becoming immediately recognizable. How has your life changed since you became Veronica Harrington?
So much. So much. You know, this weekend I went with some friends to Disney World. And my husband and I love theme parks. And so we got with another couple friend who'd been a friend for years. I still am surprised that anyone cares, that anyone, you know, wants to get my picture. But they were just like, got such a kick out of watching people see me. And I was like, you guys, stop, you know? And they were like, no, look, she knows you from the show. And it's very, it's humbling.
Yeah,
it's
I would imagine so.
That,
yeah.
You know, it's humbling. And I'm always so grateful. And I will never turn down anyone for a picture because I'm so grateful. At a funeral or someone's wedding, I will, because it's not about that.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, never.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
And that's a great attitude to have, you know, because when you, that impression that you make on a fan when you first meet them is super important. I mean, and if you turn them on, they will go and tell 100 people, oh my gosh, she's so awesome. But if you turn them off, they'll go tell 500
people. I didn't
what
think
a
about
jerk
that.
She
you're
was.
Absolutely right. Yeah, you're so right. But they're so fun. And, you know, oh God, they have their opinions and I love hearing them. But mostly I get, and I think it's so funny, mostly I get from men, my wife loves the show. Or I get from women, my mom loves the show. But it's so rare that only the young people say, I love it. So I'm like, we don't want to confess. You know, it's like it's a secret. It's a guilty pleasure.
It is that, a lot of people's, you know, guilty pleasure.
It's a guilty pleasure, yeah.
Say, I know I should be watching the Smithsonian's latest programming.
Right.
But instead,
I'm watching the haves and the have-nots. Yes.
And one of the reasons that a lot of people are listening is Angela Robinson. She joins us in the studio today. Without risking your job and confidentiality and all that, what can you tell us that's happening, that's going to happen on this current season?
I love that you asked it that way.
I don't want to get you in trouble now.
No, I appreciate that. What I will tell you is that it's getting ready to really be on. You thought that you had been on a ride before. You thought that you hated Veronica before. But I think your love to hate is going to be tested. And I just think it's going to be really, really a wonderful ride next season. Wow. I mean, like I said, I'm always in awe of Tyler and where he gets some of this stuff. People come and yell at me as if I wrote it. And I say, well, text Tyler and tell him, you need to get, what email Tyler? And like,
so he's driving this bus.
Yeah,
I'm just a passenger.
But he really did. He did an amazing job with this season and the next season. So I'm excited for the fans to see it and come on the ride and be mad and, you know, fall in love again with certain characters. I think you're going to see evolution from some characters, which is very good. You're going to see some evolve in ways that I think the fans have hoped. So stay tuned.
You know, it's one of the great things about being able to do a series like this, that you really get to get in depth with the characters. And even though, you know, you play that person that people love to hate, there are dimensions to your personality. And the longer you're around your personality show, because you're just absolutely awesome and super sweet. And you could tell, boy, that Angela's a good actor. Because she is not Veronica. Not at all.
I hope not. Although I think that everybody has a little Veronica in them. I think that, you know, we're all two steps away from being cray-cray. I always say the only thing that keeps us from being Veronica is Jesus and a good upbringing. And Veronica doesn't have either. So there you go. But I just think it's so funny. People often say, you know, you have to have some of that in you. And I laugh about that because I really spent a lot of money on acting school. So I'm like, do you guys ask, like, the guy, what was the movie where the guy ate people, ate flesh?
Oh, yeah. Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Do you ask him, like, it got to be some of that in you? No. I mean, it's a craft and it's wonderful and I love it. However, I think in everyone, we have another side and you don't want to push that side. And some of us keep that side under wraps well because of our spirituality or other things. But, you know, everybody has a side.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Veronica and her side. Just stay present all the time.
And how does it feel to know that you're working for Oprah's network? That's got to be cool.
Of course. I mean, you know, I had the great pleasure of being in The Color Purple on Broadway, and Oprah was one of the
producers. Yeah, you played Suge, right?
I played Suge, yeah. And having her walk in the door as one of the producers there and be sort of in her light there, and then getting this, not related. I didn't call Oprah and say, hey, you know, hook a sister. You know, I didn't, not related at all. It just happened to work out that way. I just feel like hugely blessed just to be in that light. We don't see Oprah every day or anything like that. But there is a light that comes with it. And Tyler as well. Tyler is the best boss I've ever had. His generosity, his caring spirit, it's taught me a lot about leadership. It's taught me a lot about how I would want to be if I was running things. He's just been a great example for that. So, I just feel like I've been set up by Jesus, you know, to just witness all this greatness. And hopefully if I'm, you know, blessed with even more abundance, that I'll do it. I'll use the examples that's been set.
I think you probably will. I know you're very busy with the show, but is there anything else that's going on you want to tell us about? I know that you try to keep busy as much as possible.
I do. Very busy with the show. I just got back last night from Orlando. I spoke at a UNCF event. I do a lot of speaking events for UNCF.
Yeah, I understand. So you went to FAMU.
I went to FAMU.
Yeah,
Rattlers,
great school. Great school.
Yes. So I'm always advocating for HBCUs and the importance of supporting them. And advocating for artists. My husband and I have the White Robin Group. We teach actors and we support, inspire artists, because we believe that being an artist is a high calling and it's one that comes with a lot of responsibility. So, yeah, we're busy.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, we will be looking out for you and certainly looking to see what mess Veronica's going to be getting into.
Get into
on
it.
The haves and have nots.
I'm excited.
Angela Robinson hanging out with us today. Thank you so much for coming down and spending some time.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And we want to thank you for riding the wave to work with us this morning. We got a nice long set of music coming up.